The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You know, I still think he's saying, I waffle my machine. What does he say?
I don't know.
I look up work for my machine? I just realized that.
If he does, I like that song better.
I really like when they mention any sort of egos in a song. But I just realized as I was singing along at the end of that song, I was going, I waffle my machine. I'm like, that's not a sentence. That's a tia. I'm having a small stroke. I waffle my machine.
I walk from my machine.
Walk from. Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, that changes everything.
Darn it. Yeah, brings out again. You can't waffle your machine without butter.
We should do a game where we play lyrics and Brady writes down what he thinks he heard, and then you have to guess what you think he heard. Because I'm guilty of it, but you're terrible at it.
Like, yeah, we kind of did it with the bum ear.
With a dead ear. Yeah. And yeah, we could probably, whispering in your dead ear was a lot of fun.
You don't even need it.
No, but if we just played a song you may be mildly familiar with and just say, what do you think Brady heard here?
Like the first time I heard Aerosmith's song, Walk This Way. I mean, yeah. I was young, but I thought he was talking about Marcus Wayne.
And I don't know who Marcus Wayne is.
I don't know either, but I was like, Marcus Wayne. I'm like, well, whoever Marcus Wayne is.
Like, the worst part of that one is it's the name of the song. I can understand, like, parts that aren't
written
down. I
would never hear that. You know, it's on the, it's not like I'm controlling the radio or anything. Sure. Oh, I'd hear this song.
But Marcus Wayne, like, you never once heard, like, you were telling people, I want to hear that Marcus Wayne song. And it's like, all right, leave me alone.
Yeah. It's like Blinded by the Light. I always thought it was revved up like a douche.
Yeah, that's what I
mean, and I'm being serious. I'm not even being funny.
Like a douche.
Because the way he says it.
Yeah.
And I just made words after that.
And you're the root of me and my blinded by the...
And you find out, wrapped up like a deuce, another runner in the night.
Yeah.
And I still don't know what that means.
Sailing terms.
Is that what it is?
I think it is.
Is that about sailing? Blinded by the Light?
Yeah, I think it's
like a douche.
What is Bruce Springsteen writing about?
It's not Bruce Springsteen.
He wrote that song.
He wrote it.
But the guy that did it originally?
He wrote it.
That's right.
Bruce wrote it.
Manfred Mann made it famous.
Manfred Mann made it good.
Yeah, okay.
Because his version stinks. Blind the infernal land. Hurt that like a deep. Yeah, I don't understand what that is. Is it sailing terms or are you just making that up?
No, I thought I heard it was a sailing.
You thought you heard that, but then again, you thought you heard Marcus Wayne, so who knows what you heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Maybe we can try to throw that together real quick, and then I'll put a multiple choice of what Brady wrote down versus what we think Brady might have heard. But it'll be easy because it'll have, you know, cookies and Little Debbie and all sorts of references to food because that's what his brain always picks up. That would be a tough one. Uh-oh, Toledo's got an idea. You come in with a smirk.
It's about youth.
Hi, Richard.
And the invulnerability of adolescence.
And sailing.
Not one thing about sailing.
Have you heard that?
What's wrapped up like a deuce?
Why is that sailing, though?
I thought they were talking about the mast on a sailing ship that's being, you're messed up by that. I thought it was a sailing term that he's referenced.
Wrapped up like a deuce.
I got to look and see if deuce is a sailing term.
Who told you that?
I forgot where I heard it.
Yeah. But it lived with you for years on it.
Adults, a bit Adult Swim.
I think I like Brett's version of just revved up like a douche. Is it wrapped up like a douche or it's wrapped up, not revved up like a douche? Yeah. Revved up like a douche. Is. You got a little taste? Yeah. We should do karaoke, Brady, and just have you sing without reading the words what you think you're hearing.
Popular sailing term is shiver me timbers.
No, you're not on the right page. Like this one.
Yeah.
It sounds like douche. He says douche.
Yeah.
He doesn't say douche. They made this song. Someone play the Springsteen version. It stinks. It absolutely sucks. Those guys crushed this song compared to what Bruce put together. Asbury Park hillbilly jam denim jacket.
Or is it a Deuce Coupe car?
Maybe. Now you're just, I mean, it could be a playing car.
There is a sailing ship called the Double Deuce.
Well, that, there's, of course, there's those many ships named it.
Drummers, bombers, and Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat.
It's
this is how you got it.
In the dumps with the mumps is the
adolescent. It's not even singing to a song that's being played.
I don't think he's hearing the same song he's singing.
No.
With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I...
Did you want to swear out a little bit?
Why aren't you guys playing the song I'm singing?
Keep up! Breathing cheesy, my light as he scabbed to the ground.
I don't even need words.
Some old hot hats, I was heading for.
I'm just like you, I wear a damn coat.
Lost me long ago.
Oof, that song's terrible. When you get to the chorus of it, it's even worse. Because you're so familiar with the good
version. Yeah.
And he won't shut up, it's a gift. Bruce, you haven't thought this one through, have you?
The words are so great.
Reading Shakespeare to a guitar track.
Cut loose like a deuce, he says, another runner in the night. Which could be a cards term, like tossing the two because you don't need it.
Cut loose like a deuce, nutter. Give me any sort of song, I can make words to it. It's amazing.
Ugh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's really bad. And then Manfred Mann's like, there's something here, but it isn't what he's doing. Yuck.
All right, you guys try to do it now. 2, 3, 4.
The correct wording is wrapped up like a deuce.
In the man for man version.
In the middle of the night. Yeah, in the man for the word
right.
Deuce is
no,
meant to portray a deity of sorts or even the devil. Another meaning of deuce is armor. So the line could imply being wrapped up as in a suit of armor.
But that's incorrect because that's not the line. It's wrapped up like
I know,
a deuce.
I just
another
said,
runner
what does
in
wrapped
the night.
Up like a deuce mean?
Yeah, but the next part is another runner in the night.
Man, that Palladio song sucked.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, Bruce covered it. It's his, too. I don't know what any of it means. But I do like that I thought it was I Waffle My Machine, and I've been straightened out on that one. And I hadn't even questioned it until today. I was today years old when I'm like, hey, that can't be right.
I Waffle My Machine.
What? He's waffle stomping something? Anyway. Well, we've got Kevin Hart tickets to give away. Just a quick transition. Kevin Hart's coming to town. Super Bowl, right? The weekend of, I believe. We got Kevin Hart tickets. Those are not going to be easy to get, but we have them, and we're going to give them to you. All you have to do...
February 10th.
...is get one past Brady. That's it. The joke dick is alive. I want to do the joke dick today. If you're going to go see somebody funny, I want somebody funny. Now, rules for today's jokes, they have to be funny jokes. And no, stump Brady.
No Brady jokes?
No Brady jokes. If I don't laugh or Brett doesn't go, then it's in the running. If it gets past Bogan. If the joke dick grabs it and ends it, your time here is over. No Kevin Hart tickets for you. I want a good joke. I want somebody with a sense of humor that knows how to do this. And at least a good way to tell it. It can be a cruddy Brady joke, but tell it with a little spagash, and you got yourself something.
We're screwed.
I think you're right. But Kevin Hart tickets might bring out some better folks, you know? I don't trust the Trevor Noah crowd to go calling up with good jokes. This one, Kevin Hart folks might end up doing this. If you want to play, 585-9800, just need a good joke. If Brady doesn't know the punchline to your joke, you're going to get Kevin Hart tickets. It's that easy, but it has to be a funny joke. Bring it past the joke dick next. It's 98KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98KUPD.
All right, it is time now for the joke dick to take over our beautiful little room. Brady has been in many a party, heard and told many a terrible joke book joke. He remembers them all. And if he doesn't, he's learning one today. All we ask today is that your jokes are funny, first. Second, well-delivered. And third, if Brady doesn't know the punchline, you're in heaven because you're going to go see Kevin Hart here on the 10th of February. Where is he playing?
I think Federal.
Was he at Federal? Oh, okay. That is at one of the clubs.
Financial, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Whatever it is. Today.
Dodge Theater.
The old Dodge Theater, yeah.
The old Dodge Theater. It's 20 years old. We call it like it's an old theater from the 1800s.
It's had like four names or something now.
It's the old Dodge Theater. Arizona Federal Credit Union. It's a big bank. We'll just call it.
That's Arizona Financial.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is today.
Okay, I don't know. I don't care anymore.
BAF.
But just, you know, follow the signs to Kevin Hart.
Exactly.
Look for where Lilliputians perform live. And that's you'll find him. All right, let's go to line. I'll start at line four, and I believe that was, who's that, Tommy?
Tommy.
Tommy's on line four. Tommy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Tommy, you have Brady, the joke dick, on the line. Let's see if your joke gets past him. Good luck, Tommy.
Thank you. Hey, Brady.
Hey.
So I'm writing a book on reverse psychology.
Oh.
I bet you I wouldn't like it.
Did you just buzz him, sort of? What?
Yeah, I buzzed him.
It's a pretty good answer.
I guess the punchline is you really don't want to read it.
Judges, sort of the same.
It's the same general.
He got the joke, basically. Just didn't do it your way. He got the right punchline. Your punchline is just as good. Yeah. Nice try. Sorry, Tommy. That was pretty
good. I wanted him to do it verbatim.
Yeah, I know you buzzed
him. That was
him.
Closer to a groan.
That's a pretty good groan. All right, we'll go to line two. Who's on line two?
Line two is Patrick.
Patrick, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Patrick, you've got the joke, Dick. Good luck.
All right. So there's this kid. He's in math class. The teacher asks him, there's three birds sitting on a fence post. Hunter shoots one. How many's left? Kid goes, well, none, because they all flew away with the loud gunshot. He says, no, there's two left, but I like where your mind's at. The kid goes, okay, there's three married women. Each have a lollipop. One's chewing one, one's sucking one, and one's licking one. Which one's married? She says, well, the one sucking one. He says, no, the one with the wedding ring, but I like where your mind's at.
All right, well, he didn't.
That was a pretty good joke.
I didn't want Brady to tell us to joke dick him at all.
Yeah, he just told a joke. Well. And he told it pretty well. You had Brady, you didn't know that.
I liked his delivery, his cadence.
Did you have any of that? You can American Idol him now, like you're Simon Cowell.
Yeah, good he delivery. Wasn't pitchy.
I liked it.
Do we have multiple Kevin Hart tickets?
Sure.
All right, we'll give you a couple. Right, hold on. I like this. Okay, you just. I don't want you to power through these. I want you to give Brady a chance, but I like the way you told it. And it was a good joke. Hold on. Yeah. The one sucking one, obviously, is the married one. No, the one with the wedding ring. That's good stuff. All right. We'll get another pair.
Yeah, I got you.
Not, we'll just hang up on them and never talk
I
to them again.
I know a guy.
Oh, you got a guy? All right, you got a guy. Hi there. Line three. Who's on line three, Rich?
Line three is Till.
Till, are you there?
Not that Till.
I'm here.
All right, Till Lindemann from Rammstein. All right, Till, go ahead.
All righty. Here's a riddle for you, Brady. It's the same riddle, but it's got two different answers. One of the answers is for Mary Vale. One of the answers is for Lyndon McKinley in Columbus, Ohio. Okay.
All right. All right. You know where that is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's more Lyndon McKinley. You know it.
I have a feeling this is going to end up racist.
All right.
All right. Settle down, bro.
Not really. I don't think so.
All right. Let's
you don't
see.
Think so?
Let's see. I don't know.
All right, but. Brady, here's the riddle. What do fat women and roofing shingles have in common?
Man, this is going to be racist.
Yeah.
One is from Maryvale, and one is from, I'm guessing, an area of Ohio that is...
Lyndon McKinley, and now I'm saying Maryvale. Okay. Yeah. 90% of them are nailed by Mexicans in and Maryvale shingles.
You're smart. Yes, you got that one. All
and so,
right.
If you're saying Lyndon McKinley, then 90% are nailed by black guys.
All right. All right.
Let's give him a pair of tickets.
Brett, how are you laughing that hard at that? You didn't see that coming?
No.
I don't know where Linda McKinley is. I know what you had to guess after he said Mexicans. It wasn't going to be Polish dudes. All right. Well done, you jackasses. I had a feeling that one was going that way.
Are we giving
no,
him
he doesn't get tickets.
Damn.
No. Brady got the joke.
Ah.
All right. Let's go to line two. Who's on? Oh, that was already the guy. Line one. Who's on line one?
Brandon.
Brandon, are you there?
Hello?
Brandon, are you there?
Yeah, right. Very loud.
Well, it's because you're on a speakerphone, Brandon.
Which I told you to get off of.
Yeah.
Now he's
trying.
Boom, we see.
It's like the flashlight's on the phone.
You mean you heard it?
And I don't blame you. Listening to Toledo's a bad idea. Brandon, are you still there? Or you're dead trying to fix it?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead. What's your joke?
All right, how do Germans like their women?
How do Germans like their women, Brady?
Guten tight.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Nobody know that one.
Welcome to third grade.
Both, the both of you can go crash into a wall.
That came from that.
Jackass. All right,
that's
no.
That's the word for
terrible.
Virgin.
No, it's not
German.
The word
that's
for
terrible.
Virgin.
Yeah.
It's a terrible joke is what that is. It's the word for you're not funny. Guten tight. You say that all the time.
All
right, don't do it. Go ahead.
The word for a brassiere or a bra in German?
Yeah.
Keeps them from flopping.
No, that's right. And that's not, doesn't even sound German.
How about
like
Vaseline?
Yeah, all right, got it.
It was bold and
KY older. Jelly or Vaseline is?
Wiener Schleider.
All right, now he's gotten all of his German ice. Yeah.
Mad German?
You make me miss Hitler. He was a better German than you. Stop it. All right, we got this one round. This guy got tickets. We'll try another one. Of you idiots. Brady. The joke day. Always seems like a good idea.
You bring this up.
I do it to myself. It's like flogging my back. Although I do like that joke about the fat girls getting laid by Mexicans.
That was good.
That's
see,
a funny
he
joke.
Got
that's
tickets.
A good joke. No,
and
no. It doesn't.
Guy who
it's
just
not,
wanted to tell his joke.
Well, no, but it's not just like who has the funniest joke. Brady knew it, so it's like he joke dicked him.
Yeah,
so
but the other guy didn't even like wait for Brady.
Oh, you can hang up on him.
I'll hang
that's
up
his
on
fault.
This is rude. After a certain point, it's being rude.
Means I knew it.
Okay.
He tells the line.
Where is Lyndon Johnson, Ohio?
Lynn McKinley.
Oh. Is it outside of Columbus?
East Columbus.
Because I've seen Columbus from where you lived. You took me to your house. And I've seen the Columbus that welcomed Buster Douglas home from beating Mike Tyson. They're drastically different places.
Yeah, that's that's getting close to Linda McKinley.
No, I think I'm in Columbus. I think you're far from Columbus.
Good high school.
In Upper Arlington. Upper Arlington is afraid of colors. Lyndon McKinley comes and serves Upper Arlington.
It's good
cleans
work.
Their houses, but
you said colors, right?
Colors. Yeah, it's not. I've never seen anything. Look, I've seen milk darker than that place. That is a lily white.
It's changed
it's
since
weird.
I've left.
No, it hasn't.
Look, I'll tell you this.
No way it's changed.
I felt like a POC there. I was so kind of out of place. It's the weirdest kind of whiteness ever. They don't say hello. I had to go to the bank.
How about them Buckeyes?
I'm like, I don't know. I just need what is that? That's
robots.
A greeting? Yeah. You think the Buckeyes will get them? And then I was there. I'm like, I hope Michigan kills them.
I don't know. Ask Cooper. He's over there.
And they're just everybody's just kind of in this robotic. Like that movie Megan has more like life to it than the people of Upper Arlington. Just
it's like Pleasantville.
No, it's like. Whiteville. It is white. It's a white place to be.
Archie Griffin lives there.
He's allowed in. He's got two Heisman trophies. A couple of national championships. That guy, of course, is allowed to be around them.
And the membership at Scioto Country Club.
Yeah, but it was also a, you can have one. None of your friends, though. Archie was your, look, we see, we if they're great to us, they're... You get a couple of Heisman trophies, it's like being white. That place is crazy racist. You know it. I grew up in a racist place, but they admitted it. You grew up in one, and they hid it. It's the Midwest.
There's a combo.
No. Well, there's probably a bunch of people who admit it there, too.
Yeah,
that's true. But that joke was pretty good, no matter what. Let's get ourselves another round of them, shall we? 585-9800. Good jokes. If Brady knows the end of it, you're out. If he doesn't, and it's
good
funny,
jokes. Why do you got to set that
Kevin
bar?
Hart, I'm
it
trying.
Happens.
I'm trying to get people to go, mine's not very good. Just self-aware. That's all.
Say it to the person next to you.
Yeah, tell
if
the person
not
in the car.
Brady,
right.
Then.
If they look at you and go, dude, that's got a shot.
Then maybe.
But I bet you the dude who's tooling around telling that Wiener Slider joke.
If his reaction is like Brett's, then don't
look, I'll
call.
Tell you, his buddy's sitting in the passenger seat going, call, bro. Call. Wiener Slider? That's brilliant.
Hilarious.
Guten tight. It's like you're German. I thought we went to Dusseldorf or something. So you call now. 585-9800. Another round of the joke dick is next.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Hey, Brett had to pee real quick there. We get that out of the way. All right, I got my music here ready to go. Brady's second round of the joke dick is upon us. Scooch these phones over and see if Brady's got it. Ready, Brady? Oh, I got one online here. Tom says he doesn't want any prizes. He just wants to know if you know this one. What's the difference between a microwave and my anus? I'll just cut to it. You're not going to get this one.
Okay.
What do you say?
Nothing.
The microwave doesn't brown the meat as fast.
About this one.
And then he told me this at the end. He goes, an old lady holding a stop sign at a construction site told me that while I was stopped. Like, that is an aggressive conversation. That goes from, hi, how you doing?
It's going to be a minute, hon.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I'll wait.
You know what the difference between a microwave and my anus is?
I don't even know your name.
Well.
That can't be real.
That is an oversharer, man.
Oh, now you can go.
And she spins it to slow. Thanks, ma'am.
This one from text. And no, you can't win either. What do you call a dead blonde in a closet, Brady?
I think you've told me this.
Oh, and I'm...
You know all the dead blonde jokes. Dead blonde in a closet.
Marilyn Monroe?
No. She'd be too stupid to find something.
The hide-and-seek champion of 1985.
That's right.
You have told me that before. How'd you forget that?
Yeah, that's terrible.
That is terrible.
It's been a while.
Are we slipping? This is it. Line one. Wolfschlager is on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, gentlemen.
All right. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Doing well. Get one past the joke, Dick. Good luck.
All right. Brady, what's the difference between a pimple and a priest?
I know this.
Oh, jeez.
You can also say Michael Jackson in it.
Clean it up.
Make it acceptable.
I'm trying to, a pimple waits
until
15 years before it screws up your face. Or
there you go.
It screws up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's better than the cover up line.
Mine is
wait till you're 15.
Don't say right. Yeah. I knew you were going to just blow it out there. My answer is a pimple won't rape you and lie about it. That's just different. All right, that's a different punchline.
Easy there, Father Dale.
See you, man. Everybody knows Father Dale. He's a legend, you know, for all the right reasons. Zachary, are you there?
I am here.
All right, go ahead. Good luck.
All righty. So you have two gay men making sweet, sweet love. Mm, they both die at the exact same time.
Wow.
Which one goes to heaven first?
Which of the two gays in trapped in a lover's tryst goes
to bottom
heaven?
One, because he's already packed.
Ew. Is that
very
right?
Very good.
Is that right?
Very good.
Brett likes that one way too much.
Zach's was a little more colorful.
I like the colorful version.
And Zach, he's got his crap packed, his crap. Let's just say he's got his stuff packed. Thank you. Fair. Gross. All right, enough, Zach. That's disgusting. You make me sick. You were raised wrong. Martin is on the line. Martin, are you there?
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
Good phone, Martin. All right, go ahead.
Hey, so sex ed teacher comes into class. He's got a banana and a box of condoms.
Okay.
He says, class, today we're going to start practicing putting on condoms. But first.
Right. He's got to eat the banana because he needs the potassium to last long.
Close enough.
What is your punchline?
Easy.
Is it?
I can't get hard on an empty stomach.
I like his better. Oh, but Brady got it for the most part. It was the, yeah, to eat the banana was the, I can't get hard on an empty stomach is hilarious. All right, thank you. No tickets for you, though. Brady got most of it. He ruined the joke. That's basically what it was. David Wetmore. Are you there?
Yeah, my name's actually.
Why does David
Glenn.
Pay for your bill?
Yeah, who's David?
He's got his stuff.
So, he's going to have stuff packed. Is David your friend?
Yeah. This is a company provided work phone.
So you stole David's phone?
Yeah, it's something like that.
All right. Well, I won't tell him.
David. Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Well, you stole a phone. It's somebody else's phone. That's where it came from. It's pretty easy.
Pretty elementary.
Why you still have minutes?
Yeah, I'm not Matlock, but I'm pretty sure I figured this out.
We'll get into that if we need to. We'll get into that.
And you kind of have a criminal's voice. But go ahead, not David Wetmore.
So what's the difference between 365 used condoms and a car tire?
365 used condoms and one car tire. I know this one, too.
One's a good year. One's a great year.
There you go.
That was very nice.
That's a groaner. Nice. Brett did not like that
Brett
one.
Did
but
not
either move. Way, not David Wetmore. Nice try. Thank you. Good luck with your life of crime. Well, there you go. Well, we gave one pair of tickets to Kevin Hardaway and probably all we had anyway.
Brady, how do you know when your wife is having an orgasm?
Who cares?
When my truck is parked in your driveway.
I like Brady's answer better. My answer is women can do that? Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Did you see the last one from...
I'm looking at text.
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, okay. No, I'm looking at email.
Uh-oh. I know there's some colorful ones on text that I can't get to.
So,
how about this one?
Okay, go ahead.
What's the difference between John Wayne and Jack Daniels?
Oh, this is the thing about the Indians.
Yes.
John
Wayne stopped killing natives.
Yeah. That's a terrible joke.
That would have got tickets.
All right. All right, that's enough before you people ruin everything.
Hey, John, why did the dad leave Ohio?
Because Toledo? Yeah, it's because Toledo was there. That's not bad. That's not a bad, well-written Toledo jab. Yeah, because you got to leave Toledo. Oh, no. Okay. Stop it.
What is it?
I'm not reading that.
You must have read the one that Brett read.
Gross. No, I got a couple of them. I'll try one more.
Oh.
All right, we'll try this. This is a good one for Brady to close on. It's not a good joke, though. Did you hear, Brady, about the man who got his left side cut off?
I didn't.
He's all right now.
Yeah.
I thought Brady would win that one. I thought that was for sure a Brady win. All right. That's enough of that.
I'd rather hear commercials.
Me too.
I can't wait to tell you guys this one off the air. Have you heard the name of the new World War II Pokemon? Tell you off.
Oh, no. Oh, I choose you, Pikachu. Oh, yeah. Boy. I know where this is going. And appropriately, it's 9/11, everyone. There go your stupid jokes. The joke dick failed once, but it really wasn't a failure. A guy just railroaded him, and he won. That's nice. Well, railroaded after the World War II thing. Probably not a good choice of words. We got our FanDuel picks coming up in just seconds. Congratulations, you went to Kevin Hart.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.